Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Every year in June, filmmakers and directors, actors and producers gather in Duluth to see their film hit the big screen. It's the Duluth Superior Film Festival. The festival is free and open to the public, bringing acclaimed films on local subjects, big productions filmed in northern Minnesota, and the work of local filmmakers, full-length films and regional shorts, documentary, feature films, and more. I spoke with festival director Richard Hansen about this year's lineup.
My name is Richard Hansen, and I am the founder and director of the Duluth Superior Film Festival, June 1st through the 5th.
So tell us about opening night.
We're very excited, obviously. It's a film called The Seventh Fire, and this is a documentary film made on the White Earth Reservation. The lead character, his name is Rob Brown, and he's in a gang, and he's is a drug dealer, but he's turning his life around, and the story itself is about life on the reservation. It's really an important film, something that we're really excited to screen. It's played at all the biggest festivals in the world. It had its opening at the Berlin Film Festival, which many may know is easily the most important festival in the entire world. It was made here in Minnesota. And then Rob Brown, the subject of the film, is going to be in attendance of the festival. It's a pretty big night for us. Very exciting.
This isn't the only Minnesota-made film. It's really the goal of the festival. Talk about how great does it feel to be that conduit?
We really wanted to focus more on regional productions. You know, our campus is on Zeitgeist, so almost everything happens there. Now we branch out and we do satellites. Our opening night film will be at the Clyde Iron, and our closing night stuff will be at the Comet and Cook. But for the most part, everything happens right there at Zeitgeist, in the lobby, in the atrium, downstairs. There's all kinds of activities. We'll have parties and get-togethers, so all these filmmakers get to mingle together. Take it easy. We tell people, come here to relax. Just enjoy yourself.
And
have a nice
time.
Come back
and make a film.
Exactly. And it seems to be working, because quite a few films are being produced in the region. The quality of the Minnesota-made films and some of the Duluth-made films has really been fantastic. And so it's been really easy for us to find really high-quality work. Now we're going to have documentaries. We're going to have narrative films. We're going to have short films. We're going to have experimental music videos, all kinds of stuff like that. A lot of shorts in the program this year. But we're really excited about our closing night film, which is called After the Reality. After the Reality is going to be our closing night event. It was shot in Virginia, Minnesota, and on Crane Lake. The production happened a couple of years ago. It stars Matthew Morrison from that show Glee. He's the lead actor. And Sarah Chalk, the plucky blonde on Scrubs. It's going to be in Cook, Minnesota at the Comet Theater. For those of you who don't know what the Comet Theater is, you should look it up right now. It is easily the funkiest and coolest theater in not only the state of Minnesota, but it might be the coolest anywhere. I also have some other big news that another film that was shot in Virginia, Minnesota, which is called I Am Not a Serial Killer, starring Max Records, who you might recognize from his role in Where the Wild Things Are. He was the kid. And Christopher Lloyd. It's a really interesting film. It blew up at South by Southwest, and we are very proud to have both of those films as Minnesota premieres. Every other festival in the state wanted them, and we have them.
Yes, I Am Not a Serial Killer. Added to the Cook closing night, some afternoon showings at 3 and 5. We'll have a great festival. Thanks for joining us, Richard. Can anyone go to the festival?
We like to make the festival really accessible for all. A couple of years ago, we decided to make all the films free of charge. There's a lot of great films.
Find the full schedule for the Duluth Superior Film Festival at ds-ff.com. The Duluth Superior Film Festival runs through Sunday, June 5th. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Ian Ducharme and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on our homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.